time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Stephen Price and Rose Wallen with the Carbon County and the Emery County USU Extension offices. And coming up, starting January 17th, we've got the Castle Country Gardening Course. This is normally the basic, like, beginning gardening course. So we're going to get into that, and we're going to talk about some of the differences between it and maybe the Master Gardener course, because the Master Gardener, you learn a lot of information. And this is really just for those people that like to, you know, work around their house, work in their yards, and those kinds of things. So Steve and Ro, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let's start, Steve, with you. And this Castle Country Gardening class, or the Beginner's Gardener, when did you guys decide to come up and do this one?
So this has been, I think this is our third year doing it. And really, the reason we started it is to kind of bridge the gap between some of the one-off sort of courses that we do and our Master Gardener series, which is really in-depth. The Master Gardener series is awesome, but we really get into the weeds. They're 2.5-hour-long courses. Now it's twice a week, so it's pretty in-depth, and you get a lot of... it's kind of taking a drink from the fire hose. But we knew that there were people around that wanted kind of more introductory level information, or even kind of weird information or information that we're not typically going to cover in depth in the Master Gardener course.
And maybe the other thing about this, the Castle Country Gardening course, is it probably answers a lot of questions as you guys get throughout the year down there at the office. Is that one of the other main points of it as well?
Absolutely. We get a lot of different types of questions, and some of them are pretty common or issues that we see commonly. So this is a good way for us to kind of get on the forefront of those issues and help people out with common things that we see here in our Valley.
All right. And as I was saying, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is this really one of those courses that is more focused on, you know, people that just want to maybe have a garden around the house, or want to tinker around the house and take care of their shrubs and their bushes and their flowers and those kinds of things?
Yeah, this is, like I said, it's more so introductory, but it's also very tailored. The information we're giving you is, you know, very tailored to our area. Even if you haven't gardened before, if there's a topic on here that people in the series that people think is interesting, you'll be able to hop in. No problem. We're really gonna guide you through everything from a really basic level.
All right. And then speaking of which, Ro, let's talk about some of the courses and the classes that are part of this Castle Country Gardening course.
Okay, yeah. This year we're going to be talking about seed starting. So if you want to start your own vegetables a little early, rather than buying starts from the store, this will be a fun one. We're going to do a little bit of a hands-on. You'll get to play with some soil and really get into that. We're going to be talking about... we're going to do a section on Castle Country soils, which are unique and a little bit of a challenge. We're going to spend some time dealing with how you can overcome some of our challenges here. We're going to do one class on setting up an irrigation system for low water landscapes. So talking about drip lines and things like that, the parts and pieces, how to make it work. We're going to do one class on growing grapes and berries, so those small fruits that people are interested in, and then at the last one in May, hopefully we'll have some seeds that have actually started from our first lesson. We're going to talk about transplanting into the garden and how to get your vegetables started.
All right, so I guess I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there one class that maybe people want to go to more than any of the others, or are they all pretty well evened out?
They usually even out. I don't know. People like their vegetables. It seems like if you can eat it, it's usually more popular.
That's the one they want to go to.
That's the one. Yeah.
All right. So before we get out of here, we got to let everybody know this starts on January 17th. You said it's going to go from 6 to 7:30 there in the Reeves Building on the campus of USU Eastern.
Yeah. So we usually plan about an hour long kind of lesson discussion, and then we have some time for questions.
So, okay. Yeah. So if anybody is interested in this, if they want to be a part of it, what do they need to do?
They can sign up on Eventbrite. You can check that out, or you can give us a call at one of our offices.
Okay. And then the cost for this one, of course.
It's $5 for an individual class, or you can sign up for the whole series for $20 to get kind of a little bit of a price break there.
Okay. So once again, there are five classes, so you are saving $5 if you sign up for all of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Once again, it is the Castle Country Gardening Course starting on January 17th. There's not really a cutoff date, you said, Ro, that they can just kind of even sign up the day of.
If we fill up the classroom, then we'll cut it off. But otherwise, you can sign up the morning of.
All right. Once again, it is the Castle Country Gardening Course starting January 17th. You can sign up for that on Eventbrite or calling your local extension office. Steve and Ro, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.